the thing that's really surprised me is because I get to see all of the applications for funding, it's really given, I think the team here would agree with this, you know, you get this really interesting picture into the activity that's happening across the island and often, you know, away from the island as well. So it could be artists or creatives that have left, you know, and they're sort of continuing their journey, but actually they've still got that connection with the island through that kind of Manx diaspora kind of creative thing, and they'll still come back to council and either ask for money or they may just want to update us on, you know, well, you know, you funded me sort of 3 or 4 years ago and I'm doing this now. So I think that's been really, really interesting to see, and it sort of gives you this really nice kind of view of the landscape of the creative community on the island, which is great.
So what do you think is the actual major role of the Arts Council? Because again, there are those who know it intimately and others who say, oh, Arts Council, what's that then?
Yeah, I mean, I think that they're very much there to sort of steer and support, really. I think there's a lot of debate, really, isn't there, about the sort of role of arts and creativity in society. But I think what I would say is that really arts are more than a nice to have. You know, it's not some frivolous thing. Really, the arts are vital, you know, for a prosperous and inclusive society. We're sort of seeing that really reflected in the type of applications that we're getting. You know, we've got an increase in sort of applications that focus on creative health and those kind of things. And so, yeah, it's really there to support that, you know, to act as a sort of guiding light, really, for the island and for the community.
And it's an interesting point, that, and I think you're right. You see it not just on the Isle of Man, but you see it across certainly the UK and other parts of the world. And we all know there's been a cost of living crisis and lots of cutbacks left, right and centre. And clearly, war's been going on in the last year or two, which we'll all have seen. And usually when there are cutbacks, one of the first things the eye turns to, all these government eyes turn to, arts and culture.
Yes, yeah, and it's important to remember that, you know, that's not really an optional thing. If you look at things like socioeconomic ideas, you know, problem-solving skills and critical thinking of the type that are taught in higher-level creative arts are absolutely essential for innovation and a growth economy. So, you know, it's not just about a frivolous thing or a nice to have. The creative industries in the UK are worth about £124 billion. You know, so you really can't separate those things.